People look to the national church to tell them whether to hang the Kaiser or not. You know, I'm saying those days are gone. Now, the problem about that sort of leadership is that if we are subject to great stress, which we are, and anxiety, and we in our mass society are all little lemmings heading for the cliff, the most obvious leadership the church will offer is by being the fastest and sleekest lemming. I mean, that will be the leader of the pack, surely, will be the one at the front of the rush. Or will the fastest, sleekest leader be the one who is most clearly differentiated from the pack? In other words, the one who comes back saying, that's the last time I go jogging with you people. You know, that is probably the lemming you want, not the obvious one. And a lot of structures around church leadership tend to use grids to diagnose who is the fastest, sleekest lemming of all, because they share our anxieties, they share our fears, they're obviously the people that we need to look to in Christian leadership. Parishes in the Church of England with parish profiles, be interesting and weak as we are weak, and we will love you as we love ourselves, to quote W.H. Auden. That's what they want their vicar to be, and the same goes, of course, for bishops. But we're not in that kind of mass society. We're in this networked world, and maybe one of the roles of a bishop in this world is to be a sort of hub person within this communicative process. A hub person, not the hub person. But maybe the more digitally aware bishop is going to be the person who sees their role as plugging in connections for other people, rather than haranguing the London Rifle Brigade on the steps of St Paul's. And that will involve different skills, and it will involve a different set of assumptions about what's going on. Much more personal, much more individual, the individual plugs going. But that ability to spot from the slightly withdrawn place that bishops live in where the potential connections are is likely to be far more important for their effectiveness in role than their ability to pick up a prejudice and mirror it back to people in a convincing way, like dear old Bishop Winnington Ingram. And, of course, it's also an emergent space. That's a cathedral. It's the, as you will identify, it's a termite cathedral, which has evolved not because of one architect designing it that shape, but because of the activity of lots of different people accumulating up. So one of the things that I think digital bishops are going to have to be a lot better at than their previous forebears as bishops is, frankly, differentiation, being aware of who they are themselves, because without that they will only ever reflect the prejudices of the crowd, they will only ever be the fastest, sleekest lemming, they will only ever be looking at the inside of the termite cathedral with no idea of what's really going on, and I don't think that's going to work very well. So this business of differentiation, how aware and self-aware and aware of themselves as the people with the gifts and the vulnerabilities that they have as people, that will become absolutely fundamental to who a bishop is, rather than just the ability to stand on their hind legs and harangue people in a convincing way, as was possible in the First World War. Of course, social media are inherently non-hierarchical. And I just want to run you past two models of hierarchy. That's the Church of England model. Why do people get so upset about the removal of pews? Not because they're comfortable, but because they're an icon of a certain kind of society with everybody in their place. And that's why the ruddy things went in, largely in the 18th century. And that's probably why they're coming out now, frankly. But that model, with everybody in, notice their semi-private space. The lady who's gone to church to be seen, who's nodding off, the parish clerk in his place, the vicar haranguing the masses, but it doesn't matter because they're all doing something else in their little private pews. It seems to me that what the world of digital communications does is rip out the pews from that sort of process. And I see that as a very positive change. Why not? Why not explore the building? Why not be aware of what the human beings are wearing behind, you know, underneath pew level, where you can only see their faces and their wigs and their formal side?